poster boy for the orphan train on this moment of Indiana history. How many boys who have no parents would love to have nice homes in the West where they can drive horses and oxen and have as many apples and melons as they should wish? The proposition sounded tempting to those in the nursery department of the House of Refuge on New York's Randall's Island. John Brady, an Irish Catholic boy found living on the streets to avoid his father's drunken beatings, took the Children's Aid Society up on their promise of a pastoral life. On August 2, 1859, the self-declared orphan boarded a train bound for Indiana. During the week-long journey, the 11-year-old Brady forged what would be a lifelong friendship with Andrew Burke, another boy his age from Randall's. At Noblesville, John and Andrew were taken to Jenny Ferguson's hotel, where they were fed and put on display for prospective adopters. Judge John Green of Tipton decided to take John Brady home, quote, "because I considered him the homeliest, toughest, most unpromising boy in the whole lot. I had a curious desire to see what could be made of such a specimen of humanity." The unpromising specimen served as a schoolmaster in Sharpsville, continued his studies at Yale, and became governor of the District of Alaska in 1897. Andrew Burke, who disembarked with Brady at Noblesville, served as governor of North Dakota. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.